Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment wondering why. When everything goes wrong,
when everything
you
goes
have
wrong,
to go on,
you got to go on
and do it or die.
Do it or die. Welcome back, folks. 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's what we do, isn't it? We do or die out here on Main Street. We're all in. That's the reason why you're my heroes and why we do what we do here on this show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Don Fotopoulos is here. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, professor, full professor of business at King's College, New York, author of the award-winning book, Accounting for Number Phobic, Accounting for the Number Phobic. That's you, my friends. Whether you know it or not, and it's a book that you must have. Don't put it on your shelf. Put it on your desk and be prepared to dog-ear it and mark it and clip it and everything else, highlighting like mine is. My book's destroyed. I've used it so much. Don, thanks again for being here. We're talking about cash, folks. We're talking about the power of cash. And I just can't minimize, Don, the fact that right now, this year, 2020, if you're going to survive to January 1, you've got to focus on gross profit. Net profit is great. You need it, but you can survive if you don't make a net profit this year. You won't survive if you don't make gross profit. And gross profit comes from pricing. And then, of course, you got to collect your money.
That's right.
Which is not something we need to presume is happening. But I just think you got to – and what I'm worried about, Don, is that when everything gets opened up and we're full bore back into the economy, unfortunately, and it breaks my heart about this, there are a lot of people who aren't going to come back. And if we have an economy that takes off, there's going to be a lot of need for services and products. Don't discount your products. Don't give away your stuff. You're stealing from your gross profit, and you're stealing from yourself. What do you think?
But that's true, Jim. Let's understand, there is so much demand that's in the system right now that can't be satisfied because these businesses are not open, right?
But if you come back, if you're one of the ones that survive,
yes,
these people are going to come to
yes.
you.
Yes, of course. And so here's my hypothesis as to why pricing is, and it's interesting, right? When we get pricing wrong, we always get it wrong on the downside. In other words, we always underprice what we're doing as business owners because we're so fearful of losing the sale.
Yep.
But understand that the reason we underprice is we don't understand what our true costs are, Jim. We mm-hmm. think our true costs are a lot lower than they actually are. And so at a minimum, when we're pricing, we need to price plus a factor of at least 40 to 45%.
So the Keystone method. That's what the Keystone method was designed for, so you don't get to get fooled about that.
No, but that's exactly right. And so in accounting for the number phobic, in my book, I say I use 30% gross margin or gross profit as a benchmark, but every industry is going to be different. If you have an industry that turns inventory quickly, you're an ice cream shop in the summertime, please God, may we have those open because I want my ice cream
right.
and how about you, right? If you turn something
yeah.
quickly, then maybe you don't have to hit that 30% benchmark, but
I don't think you can go below that. I don't care what you do, Don. I don't think it's high enough, but I'll defer to you. But folks, you can't go below 30% unless you're in the grocery business
you
and you're doing $1 billion a year. You can't go below 30% as a small business and stay in business. And I think it should be 35 to 40.
In this particular situation where there's so much risk in the system, I would agree with you, Jim.
Can we make sure we stick one other thing in here, Don? She's not
sure.
talking about markup. She's not talking about markup. She's
That's
talking about margin.
Right.
She's talking about margin, the Keystone margin system. Divide,
okay,
not multiply.
Everybody That's right. So if something costs you $10 and you want to get a 30% gross margin, you don't mark it up 30%. You mark it up 45%. Okay?
That's right.
That's what everybody gets the numbers wrong. if you and I stood on the street corner and said to everybody, we want a 30% gross margin, cost us $10, what should we mark it up? They'll tell you $3. And you know what? Mm-hmm. $3 only gives you a 23% gross margin. Why?
That's right.
Because it's off a smaller base. Gross margin is off of revenues. Markup is off of cost of goods. Nobody gets that right. My book goes through it in great detail, and we make it funny, actually. But the truth of the matter is most small businesses were struggling before the riots because of that exact dynamic.
Mm-hmm. So for example, a 15%, a $15 item marked up 30% is $4.50. But a margin is $5. 30% margin is $5. So that extra 50 cents over a 200 SKUs a day, it amounts up, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Yes. Yes. And if you have a higher cost of goods, like you're a contractor and a job is costing you $5,000, $10,000 to get a job done, then the spread between that markup of what you should be marking up and what you actually are marking at becomes enormous, right? And it's all, and if we don't get this right, we won't stay in business. That's mm-hmm. how important this mm-hmm. is. So I had a guy in Canada who finally, like the light bulb went off for him. He got it. He changed his pricing scheme. And here's something else, Jim. If you don't have at least 7 out of 10 people running away from you after you give them a price, your price is too low.
That's exactly right.
Okay, everybody thinks closing the business is the goal. But once we open up, you need to do business with the right people.
With the people who will let you make enough profit to stay in business. Folks, because you're not trying to make friends. You're not trying to get people to fall in love with you. You're trying to stay alive. Quick break. Tintel, right back with Don Fotopoulos.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.